Okay, we got to start the breaking update.
Yeah. Thank you. Newsroom.
Francis has been completely vindicated. And also, I have to say, this really, it makes my brain feel a lot better too, knowing the truth. Francis, this is regards to the Expendables 2 and the fact that that did not come out when Francis came out way after he was 10 years old. Right. And so it has been mind boggling to me every time I think about how you made that mistake and, or like what, or your own concept of your own age. But Francis figured it out. He figured out what it was.
Yes. I want to restore my credibility, which has been torn to shreds.
No. It'll be fully restored.
I was on my way here and I was doing positive visualizations in the car because you can't meditate while you're driving. Mm-hmm. And it just hit me. The Untouchables. That's what it was.
It wasn't the Expendables.
It was the Untouchables. And I even Googled it using voice. And I said, when did it come out? So I was like, because I knew if I was going to bring it up, I had to check. Because what if this was another hallucination?
Yeah.
And it was like 1987. I was like, I'm good.
Yep.
I'm good.
I'm just imagining how funny this would have been if you were like an Uber driver and there was someone in the back of your car and it was just like silent the whole time while you guys were in traffic. And then you were just like,
the Untouchables.
And the passengers were like, yes, let's keep it that way.
Did I ever tell you my story about the Untouchables from my youth?
I don't think so.
So,
and by youth, Jenna means 2010.
Yeah, I was 10 years old. The year was 2012. So I probably was 7 years old and something like seven, eight, somewhere in there. And then I had just seen The Untouchables. My parents were okay with their small children seeing violent movies.
Sure.
Just no sex.
Yeah.
Well, there's a scene in that movie where there's like an elevator, like the elevator doors open and there were guys in there that die. I forget. It might have been cops. I don't know. Or maybe a rival Al Capone gang. I'm not 100% sure who was killed. But anyway, the elevator doors open and then written in their blood of the dead people in the elevator just says touchable. Right. So this clearly made an impression on me. There was one time when I was a kid, like eight, maybe. And, it was dinner. My grandparents were over. So it was like a family dinner kind of situation. And, I got a nosebleed. And so like, I went to go take care of it. And then, I went into my brother's bathroom. And I thought it would be really funny if I wrote touchable in blood on his sink. And I did. And I ran out of blood and I had to like make my nose bleed again to finish the word touchable. It's a pretty long word.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it was hilarious. My parents were mildly amused, although they were a little worried that at how deranged that was. And my grandparents were horrified. They did not get the joke at all.
Even after being explained?
Yeah, I think they thought that it was this like
grandparents,
psycho little 8 year old's girl. Like, keep an eye on her.
You know, it's funny you say that because one time I had a really bad nosebleed, and I was in the bathroom, and instead of cleaning it up, I was like, oh my God, it looks like I'm in a horror movie. And I just like let it go everywhere. And I was like acting in the mirror like I was dying. And then my dad heard me and like burst into the door, like room. And I like turned to look at him. I'm like covered up. He's like, oh my God, you're hemorrhaging. And I'm like, what does that mean? It's called acting.
Is that a new acting technique?
I'm method.
Yeah. Welcome to Very Fine Friends, where friends talk about their psychotic past
and have their crimes cleared.
Yes. So I don't know about you listeners, but that was like, this makes way more sense. I now trust Francis's sense of time. I am not concerned that he's constantly stuck at the age of 10 in his mind.
Yeah.
Well,
he might.
That concern actually does still stand, but unrelated to this.
Yeah.
I'm young at heart.
Speaking of movies, can we get into, there was a listener submitted question that's not really big enough to be a big question.
Oh, interesting.
But
a small question.
Kind of a small question. It's 2026, and he even said, okay, this is a small question. So, yeah.
Okay.
Not quite big enough to be a big question. It's a little wordy.
Oh.
But it relates to movies, so I thought we could maybe. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, yeah, great segue.
Okay.
Wunderbar.
All right. Here's a small, medium question. Let's say you've enjoyed comedy movies throughout your life. And now,
yeah, let's say.
Let's say. And now let's say you have 3 14-year-old daughters and want to show them some funny movies. Which movies have been made in their lifetime that have a good chance of them finding funny? And which other pre-2012 comedy movies would a set of 14-year-olds find funny? I happen to know someone like this in real life, and he and I have realized that there has been a dearth of comedies in recent years compared to the slate available to us when we were 14. Yeah, basically, I think he's trying to say, do they make comedies anymore? Like, what would a kid, like, how would a 14-year-old, what is informing their sense of humor?
I think, okay, in my opinion, and I don't know if this is just me being an old fart, that a lot of the comedies I'm seeing today are, they're like recycling plots, and like there's a lot of remakes, or like, even if it's not quote unquote a remake, I'm watching and I'm like, I've seen this movie before.
Yeah.
It's just not an original idea. So yeah. I see a lot of that as far as like specific. So like post 2012, when did Bridesmaids come out? Cause that's like the one comedy I think of as like,
but when you
would, Bridesmaids was before 2012. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because I think they just had the 15. I think it's 2011.
Yeah. Damn, so close.
I know. But that even still, like, but you wouldn't show that to a kid. I wouldn't show it to a kid.
Oh, like how old? Well, you said 14.
14, yeah. I wouldn't have my 14-year-old watch, really? Bridesmaids.
Oh, that's, I would.
I don't think so.
No, that's like at like 16 at the earliest, what? I would say.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's pretty graphic.
It's pretty graphic. And it also
it is hilarious, but it's pretty graphic, like for a kid.
I think it's totally appropriate.
Well,
Child Protective Services, if you're listening, well, we know you are.
Now, I would show a kid Game Night. I thought Game Night was really funny. That's the only one that's coming out.
That was like 2018, I want to say.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
What about that one with Melissa McCarthy and Rose Byrne, and she's a
Bridesmaids.
I feel like we keep coming back to Bridesmaids.
No, she worked for the CIA and
yeah, spy.
Yeah, yeah. Was it called just Spy?
Yeah, like I feel like 2015 to 2018 was the years of like the Melissa McCarthy and someone else comedy.
That should be the name of the next movie.
Melissa McCarthy and someone else.
Yeah, I mean that's fine for a 14-year-old, right?
Yeah, probably. But is that like a comedy? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I think it's actually pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're entertaining. I wouldn't say like they're high comedy. Like they're not like particularly intelligent, but they're very like slapsticky and fun. Like they're entertaining. Like I enjoy them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, I feel like you can't just start a kid at 14 and be like, here's comedy, right? Like you got to start them young with comedy. They got to kind of develop a sense of humor, because otherwise, like what is developing kids these days? What is the thing that's developing their sense of humor? Is it just idiotic?
I think it's
TikTok
reality
videos?
TV too, which I think is a huge problem.
Yeah. That's depressing. Like yeah. Your kids can't think comedy is just a stupid dance on TikTok.
Right.
Bad Moms.
Bad Moms is also very graphic.
No, I think it's good for kids.
Well, this is your Bridesmaids.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Isn't there like a whole thing about...
Do you think I'm being serious, Jenna?
Okay. Yes, I did a little bit.
Too. I did too. You oversold it.
Yeah. There's a lot of like dick talk in that, I think.
Dick talk, the new podcast.
Yeah.
Please, Dick Tuck was my father.
But it's like you couldn't. You couldn't show a 14-year-old girl Tommy Boy if she's never seen any comedy really before in her life, or if the only comedy was like the gentle comedy that came in Disney movies or whatever. Right? She's not going to find it funny. I don't think.
You don't think?
I would. I don't know. I would hope so, but like, you know. When I was a kid, we watched stuff like we watched SNL, we watched Tommy Boy, I watched Ace Ventura. Like those were hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Like I remember seeing Ace Ventura for the first time and just dying laughing at certain parts. However old I was when that.
Let's go with 10. Around. That's a nice.
Yeah, it might actually be 10. That might actually be accurate. But yeah, just, I don't know. There's not enough good, pure comedy for the youth. I guess that's the point. So sorry, listener. We didn't really answer your question.
We did in our hearts.
Yeah, some how or other.
Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is dicking. Jenna's decoy word is philosophical. Francis's secret word is reincarnated. Francis's decoy word is colonization. Back to the pod.
I feel like when we were growing up, a lot of the comedy was very like sarcastic in nature. At least that's what I remember.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, why?
You think that?
You know, like, yeah. And I think that like that inspired like a lot of the like my humor is just that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Sarcastic's good.
Well, we had the perfect, whatever we went through, whatever we watched, it shaped us perfectly.
Yep.
You know, this wine is a beautiful vintage.
Yeah. Yeah. So we should just write down what we watched and when we watched it. And then parents just give your kids that exact same regimen.
Yeah.
That's a good little side business. We can sell our
prescription for comedy.
Yeah.
I like that. We're doing that.
All right. Well, enough dicking around talking about movies.
Richarding around. Okay.
Great. It's time for something much more important. The invention of the week. Inventions. Hit me with it.
She asked for it. Oh, we'll bleep his name out. Do you want a bedtime invention or do you want a food invention?
It depends. Is the bedtime invention just for sleeping or is it?
Yeah.
I would like the bedtime invention.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay. The invention. I get lost in it. In the labyrinth of my mind. You know how sometimes you sleep on a pillow when you wake up, you feel like your posture's all dicked around?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. Say it. It sucks.
It does suck. Pillows be dicking us around. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Well, not anymore.
Great.
I've come up with a perfect solution. And guess what the solution isn't? Not having a pillow. You gotta have a pillow.
You gotta have a pillow.
And you want the pillow you want. You can't just have some little pancake of a pillow. You need whatever you like. That's what you're gonna have.
Yes. Or you can't get like two thick of a pillow just because it's like some people don't want their neck up that high.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to love this.
Great.
I have invented a mattress where the head has a strip that goes along the entire header.
Okay.
That is lower than the rest of the mattress. So you put your pillow into the built-in crevice that goes along the entire mattress. So when you put your head back, you're on your pillow and you're not raised high, but you still get the nice, comforting, padded sensation of the pillow, but it doesn't angle your head forward.
So,
what?
Is this adjustable?
What do you mean?
So you can have a... What do you mean? This mattress, can you, like, the divot that's behind the mattress?
Yeah.
Can it be raised up so that if you only want to have like a little, you...
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's like a crank on the side or something. Honey, we're going low tonight.
It can actually, you know how like the Sleep Number bed, it's like basically like kind of like a glorified air mattress. Don't sue me.
It is.
Yeah. You can control with the remote. I have firmware.
I guess that makes sense. I never once thought about how a Sleep Number bed works.
Well, it's just my opinion. That's not science. If that's not the truth, I'm sorry. Anyway, that part of the bed, that can be the technology in it. It's kind of like you have the ability to like increase or decrease the height of the dent. Ooh, the height of the dent.
What if you want to go higher? You have a thin pillow, but you actually want to go higher. Well, go above the mattress. You can raise it so that you can...
Up to 20% above the mattress.
Okay. That seems like an arbitrary number.
Well, any more and it might explode.
Okay. All right. Well, sorry. I didn't realize there was science behind the 20% number.
There's science behind every week's invention.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just fresh from the lab. That was the first question I asked.
The boys in R&D cooked it up.
Oh, yeah. There's girls now, too.
Oh. I didn't approve that.
We didn't know until they were hired.
Yeah. One of those.
Tricky.
Why do we do those blind hiring things like the orchestra does?
I don't know. Ugh. We got to stop.
Yeah. How are we supposed to discriminate that way?
We'll figure out a way.
Good. Thank you. That's next week's invention.
It's called layoffs.
How to discriminate when someone's standing behind a screen.
Turn sideways and jump.
Okay, now hold your boobs up. That was a trick question.
Simon Diddens. Okay, back to my award-winning Pulitzer-winning mattress.
Okay, now here's...
Pulitzer-winning.
Nice. Here's my first thought. Those times when you wake up, when you don't feel... Like you're like, it's a one-off and it's already too late. The damage has been done.
What do you?
Well, like I sleep on my pillow every night and, just every 3 months or whatever it is, I'll wake up one random day and that's the day that the pillow betrayed me somehow. Or I slept in a weird way and like, but it had nothing to do. Like, it's like, but the other 89 days, it was totally fine being on the mattress as is.
No.
Oh,
I'm just asking, what if it wasn't, and you just think it was because maybe it's a cumulative pain. And then after the 8th day, you wake up, but it was all because of everything that came before.
Maybe.
This will help. Isn't one out of 89 days one too many?
I agree with you. It sucks because then your neck is wrenched for the whole day.
Yeah.
It just feels like sore and like you need like a massage. But I'm not sure that this is the fix that you think that it is.
Why? You're going to shred my thesis. Let me hear why.
Because I think most of the time the people have the pillows that they want based on their mattress. You made a face like that.
I didn't make any connect. When I bought my pillow, it's because it was cooling. I didn't think it's cooling and it goes with my mattress.
Well, I mean, but it's based on people don't buy pillows based on them being farther down or
they do now.
Okay.
You're going to like it. People are too far forward. That's just tech neck. This mattress helps with tech neck. It'll help reestablish your alignment.
Okay.
From a chiropractic point of view.
Okay.
Does the mattress have like little hands that come out and actually pull you down? Does it help you with tech neck that much? Maybe they could be little miser hands.
If it makes Jenna like it, yes.
The boys in R&D are not going to like this.
You know what it could actually have? It can actually have, you put on your wall this like little like laser, like radar system. And when you lay down, it tells you when you're perfectly aligned. So you know exactly the perfect height for your body. And you can align it differently on both sides. So if you have two people on the bed, they can have different levels of alignment.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's another thing I just thought of.
I hate it.
I sleep on my side exclusively.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I do not sleep on my stomach or my back ever. You need to have a certain amount of cushion. Otherwise, like, I couldn't sleep on my side without having the pillow propping up my head. So what about side sleepers? Sorry, we are mighty. We are legion.
Yes, yes. You just raise it to the height you want. You know that it goes up to mattress height and 20% higher. We've established that. Whatever you need, we can do.
But right now, what I need is I don't need a divot.
Well, what about the other person in your bed? What do they do?
They get a different pill. I don't know. That's why there are different kinds of pillows.
Joe? And different kinds of people in her bed. I mean, have you seen the way this one rips through town?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, okay. Little alert. Sorry about that.
I've always thought...
it was our first purchase. Go on.
I sleep on my stomach, and I've often thought, what if I had a... like a head hole, like a massage table.
Yes, I've heard people want that, where your head is just hanging.
Oh, yeah. This comes with that.
Oh, okay, that's lucky. It's lucky that you already invented that.
Good job. It just made sense.
You are always able to just like pivot on a dime, and I respect that so much about you as an entrepreneur and as an inventor.
Yeah, well, I hear what the people want, and I give it to them.
Exactly.
Don't lock your door later.
Okay.
So you really love it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like basically the fact that pillows they come in different shapes and sizes is the thing that this problem is already trying to address.
What? Pillows coming in different sizes?
Yeah, like thickness sizes. And also sometimes length. But
girth of your pillows.
Yeah. You've got a really girthy pillow.
Listen, we don't know what we don't know. When I bought my pillow 5 years ago, maybe it was perfect for me. Maybe it's not now. Maybe I don't want to buy another pillow. Maybe I want to buy another mattress that makes my pillow obsolete.
Wait, it doesn't make your pillow obsolete because your pillow still goes in the hole, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, in theory, sorry, pillow industry. Sorry, big pillow. Maybe you don't need one. You just adjust the divot to the perfect height for you, and it's pillow-like.
Yeah.
I feel like pillow-like is a good name.
Pillow-like?
Okay, I'll write it down.
Yeah.
Pillow-like. Pillow-like. Pillow-likey.
Totes.
I really hope your word's not pillow, otherwise I am effed.
I'd be smiling by now. Out of joy of not losing anymore, so you're good. Or are you? What's that thing we've been talking about?
Okay. All right, well, so you'd rather buy a whole new mattress than another
pillow. No, you're going to need one eventually. They're only good for 8 to 10 years.
Pillows last forever.
Sometimes you take the case off your pillow and you realize you're way overdue.
Do you want to? I don't know if I should be even admitting this on pod. You know, my pillow, I've had it
since the Untouchables came out.
Basically, I've had that bad boy for 20 years. I I really probably should have replaced it.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, how often do you wash your pillowcase?
Oh, often. Like, see,
you're fine.
Every few weeks we need to do the sheets.
Yeah, and audience, your skin is so nice. We would know if there was a problem.
Yeah. Thank you. Or maybe I would have a whole different face. Like, maybe this is the
old pillow face.
Yeah. Old pillow face.
What a horrible nickname.
Take our online quiz to find out if your pillow's the one that's changed, or maybe it's you.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, pillow likes one name potentially. What else?
Better head.
Okay. Better head.
Neck up.
Isn't that what you're trying to avoid?
Neck down.
Wreck tech neck.
Oh, wreck the tech. Tech wreck. Is that what you said?
Well,
close enough.
In a way.
Wreck the tech neck.
It sounds like a villain in Bob the Builder.
I'm okay with it.
Children, if you're listening, and we know you are, let us know if Wreck the Tech Neck is a villain in Bob the Builder.
And don't watch Bridesmaids, apparently.
But do watch The Untouchables.
And Bad Moms.
Any other names that's jumping out at y'all? Pivot to the Divot?
That's a slogan, I feel like.
Yeah.
But it's a good one.
It's a good one, yeah.
Pivot to the Divot.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe something with a trench. Because it's like a trench.
Entrenched. Trench warfare.
Matt Trench.
Matt Trench?
Yeah. And then I think we're good.
I nailed it.
Matt Trench.
You know what I just realized?
What?
This is like the reincarnated version of the first mattress we invented. Shark toes.
No, nothing beats shark toes. Well,
why don't we do a version with both?
You act now, you can get a set of shark toes along with your mat trench.
Yeah.
So your head and your toes. Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll cut no returns, because we will cut the feet holes when you tell us where to put them.
But that's for stomach sleepers. I think the shark toes was originally also for back sleepers, yeah, to cut into the comforters.
I recall.
When they're going to be made out of ice so that they're single use. They melt after they've been used once. And we'll know if you try to quickly take them off your feet and put them on somebody else's.
Yeah, you'll go to jail and hell.
And you're being ejected too.
Baby boy.
And you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
Yeah. I'm happy.
All right. Great. Well, if you act now, you can bundle the mat trench and the shark toes together. Go to veryfinefriends.com. Pick them up. The boys in R&D have already got, they've already got prototypes made. So by the time this airs, they're
and the girls have been let go.
Yes. So don't worry about, you don't have to worry about the quality. The women have been let go, so it'll be all
shot
quality stuff. So, yeah, if you were worried, don't worry no more.
Don't worry no more.
Don't worry no more.
Classic.
Matt Trench and Shark Toes sounds like a knockoff superhero buddy movie.
You're totally right.
Yeah.
Totally right. And also, sharks do swim in trenches, like the Marianas Trench.
And mattresses do have toes.
Audience, we all look like shocked with awe.
Oh my god.
Sharked with toes.
You guys.
That's like you have like long pointy toes. Sharked with toes.
Shark toes. Right, great. Well.
Right, great.
Right, great.
Wunderbar.
Another successful invention. Okay, now we can stop dicking around with inventions and move on to our next segment. I eat hair.
Hey boys, I'm Chelsea, 30 years old and single, and I eat hair.
So interesting.
Francis, would you like to explain this segment?
Yeah, show do.
Okay.
I eat hair is a segment where one of us reveals to the other a horrific admission and tries to maintain the relationship. Jenna.
Yeah.
Who do you want to be in this life?
I'll be the friend that tries to cope.
Okay.
You look like you got something on your mind.
Yeah, Lynette, I do.
Well,
this is really tough.
Oof. Hey.
I just want you to be my friend after this.
Hey, it's Lynette. Look at me. Look at me. It's Lynette.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Hey.
You.
We survived that plane crash together.
I know.
Nothing could ever break us apart.
All right.
So nothing you could say, Toots, would make me think any less of you.
You mean it?
Oh, I mean it.
Okay. I've never told anyone this before.
Oh, ooh, I'm the first.
It's a big one. I don't even tell my therapist. She said, you got anything weird going on? And I'm like, nope.
Good God. Look, Grover, you can tell me whatever you want. I'm glad that you trust me more than your therapist.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just going to come out and say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's bugs?
I do know that. Yeah. They're all over. Oof.
They are.
They love me.
Yeah. Oh, and they don't love me.
Oh, they don't?
No. I had this really
lucky.
Interesting compulsion where I rip their legs off and I let them crawl around for a while and then I glue them back on.
What?
You need to hear it again?
Yeah, I want to hear it again.
Well, whenever there's a bug and I see it, I just feel this overwhelming compulsion to amputate its limbs, watch it scramble about, and then when I'm bored, I glue the legs back on.
Why would you do such a thing?
I think it's because of the plane crash. So many people lost their limbs. And from high up, we all just look like bugs.
Yeah, but... doesn't taking their legs off kill them?
No. But they wish it did. See, they can't get very far.
So you glue them back on and do they ever work? Do the legs work after you glue them back on?
Not like before. Then I go to work, and when I come home, I see how far they got. And then it starts over again.
You take the legs back off?
No, I rip them off.
Oh, I'm sorry. You rip them off?
Yeah. Hey, you want to get lunch?
Wait, no, hang on. What kind of bugs are we talking about here?
Any bugs. Big ones.
How big? What kinds?
You ever watch Fear Factor?
Yeah, all the time.
Huge bugs.
Like those kind of bugs, the Fear Factor bugs?
Fear Factor bugs, yeah. And squirrels.
Wait. Oh my God, you've graduated to mammals?
Just little ones and medium-sized ones. And turtles.
So the squirrels are just... Wait, did you say and turtles?
Yeah. Yeah. Thought they were slow before. Mm.
You rip off turtles' legs and then you glue them back on again?
Yeah, after work. I bring the legs with me to work, and I think back on what I've done, kind of get aroused, sometimes. Go home, find the turtle, and put him back on. Oh, this felt good. This felt real good.
Hang on, free. I feel like this has got some kind of sociopathic underpinnings to it.
No.
Grover.
No. No, Lynn, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
No, it's just, I don't take malice in it. I just enjoy it.
You said you get, well, no, I know, but like serial killers enjoy doing these things.
I've never killed anyone.
Well, it sounds like you probably killed some animals.
Not everyone made it. Sure. But that's any operation.
So you're saying there's an acceptable amount of losses.
saying that I don't think about that when I'm doing it. Hey, we're going to be late for our spin class.
Hey, okay, I'm sorry. I'm not, I got to bring it back here. I'm not trying to be all like philosophical about this or anything, but are you, you said you do enjoy this?
More than anything else in the whole world. When my child was born, I didn't care. But when that cat's legs came off, I cried. It cried. We all cried.
I'm going to ask you a question. And I need you to be honest. In that plane crash, did those people's limbs come off naturally, or was that you? Because there was like some smoke, some fire. I thought I saw a bunch of people running around, and then suddenly no one was running anymore. Was
the crash loosened the limbs. And I started out trying to save them, but when I was pulling a leg and they were going the other way. After that first pop. Oh.
So then, and then you felt your true calling?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, oh no, I know. Yeah. Oh no, no, it's okay.
God feels so good. God is good.
Well, I told you I wouldn't reject you.
Yeah.
I guess we can still be friends.
Well, yeah, of course. You accept me. I trust you more than my therapist. Remember?
Yeah, I know. I take a lot of pride in that trust, and I think I can try and reciprocate. I'm going to tell you something about me.
Oh.
One of my weird little things.
Hey, lay it on me.
I've also never told anyone this. I actually wasn't planning on it. I don't have a therapist.
You see what truth can do?
Yeah, you're right. It's opening doors. By the way, do you have any legs on you right now? You said you take the limbs to work with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You think I just carry a crossbody bag with nothing in it?
Okay.
What am I, a metrosexual? There's legs in here for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, just checking. I just thought I'd check.
Yeah. Go ahead. Spit it out.
You know how I like to volunteer at the hospital?
Yeah. I always thought that was interesting.
The maternity ward.
That would cut into my leg ripping time, but it's what you like.
Well, I have a little secret. A little secret from the maternity ward.
Ooh, baby secret.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
You know that area where all the babies go to sleep and you can go like, oh, let's go look at our baby.
The nursery,
but they're all in their little like, they're all in their little bassinets.
Yeah, yeah, the acrylic ones.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have little name tags on them.
Little names and everything
and
like that.
All those little legs.
Mm-hmm. No, stay away from those legs.
This is your story.
Hey, that's why we wrap them like a burrito.
I know. I've been in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes too long to get them out. Come on.
I switch all the babies to different things and I don't tell people so that people take home the wrong babies all the time. There's not a single kid in this town that's with its right parents. Including yours, Grover.
Maybe that's why I didn't cry. Wait a minute. You swap babies?
Yep. I keep the names there and then I shuffle them around when no one's looking.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I thought it's...
You're a disgusting monster beast.
You've
perverted the nuclear unit.
You would.
I'm gonna rip your fucking legs off.
Hey, hey! You keep your hands off my legs.
No. You're just like a grasshopper. This is the moment I live for.
God, I gotta crawl my way to the maternity ward now.
I'm going to work. I'm taking this with me. Cut to a turtle walking by.
Buddy, you got any spare glue? You got any spare glue?
Turtle noises.
Okay.
Well, that was beautiful.
Wow. Well, we both got some things off our chest.
Just so we're clear, I don't do that.
Yeah, neither do I.
Wink.
That's right. All babies are with their right parents.
I know that if I did tell you something like that, you would still be my friend.
Yeah.
Because we're just that close.
Yep, that's true. I'd really want to know who your glue guy is. That's the real question.
Yeah. Yeah, because not everything works on legs.
Yeah, I know. And on the all different kinds of animal legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you really got to have a versatile glue.
Uh-huh. All right, well, that's wraps up. I eat hair.
Oh, Chelsea, you are so beautiful. I could eat your hair all night.
Wish I ate hair.
It's time for our next segment, our last segment, The Big Question.
The question is very big.
We have another listener-submitted question.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But this time it's actually big.
This time it's personal.
All right. So... if you would like to submit a big question, by the way, you may do so by emailing us at veryfinefriends@gmail.com. All right. Here's the big question. If you owned a racehorse, A, what would its name be? And B, what is the jockey's background story? Signed, me. That's how the listener signed it.
Name of horse. I'm writing this down.
Yep. And jockey. The jockey's background story. Can I tell you just a story about the first horse that I ever bet on?
You've been on a horse?
No. Well, yes. Oh, bet actually. On. First horse I ever been on. No, the first horse I ever bet on. It was, so I based my pick on the name of the horse, of course.
Right. That's why they have names.
The name of the horse. Of course.
The name.
It had the best name to this day. I don't know if I can top this with making up my own name even. The horse was named Eric the Grape, like G-R-A-P-E. I don't know what that means. I like that it had a human first name and not the great, the grape.
That's funny.
And that horse came in dead last.
Oh, no.
not even a little bit close. It's like the other horses were like looking at their watch waiting for like, can we finish this? Like it's
that
like,
had to be funny though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. When was this? How old are you? About 10?
Yeah, about 10. No, I want to say 2021, somewhere in there. Yeah.
So. Wow, that's not that, that's kind of recent. I mean.
So the Santa Anita racetrack?
No, not at Santa Anita. Way before that was when I was in college at some point in time.
I thought you just said 2021.
No, I said I was 20 or 21.
Oh,
I see how
someone
it.
Said so pretty recent.
Yeah.
You thought Francis was just buttering
I
you
thought
up.
You were just being nice and pretending like I was young.
You are
no,
young.
I was the age 20 or 21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this was, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Got it. That's a great name.
Eric the Grape. I know, solid. Can't beat it.
So what would your horse's name be?
I don't know yet. We'll come back to that.
Better question. What, based on the name Eric the Grape, what do you imagine the little man that's riding that beast? What do you imagine his life has been like up to that point?
Well, I
based on the name Eric the Grape.
What has the jockey's life been? Or what's my jockey's
his
life?
Store, his backstory?
His backy story. Story.
His backy story. Well, he was at one time, his real name is Ronaldo, and he was an international art thief. And he pulled off probably the greatest heist in all of heisting history. He stole the Mona Lisa from the Louvre and replaced it with a Mona Lisa that he that he himself painted. Exactly. Quite talented, Ronaldo is.
Oh, wow.
And so, but the problem is he made a dumb mistake. He made a dumb mistake and he knew that he shouldn't have done it. But he met a woman and
classic.
I know. And fell in love and he let her in on the secret.
No.
Yeah, she was part of his plan. She just was like, I want to get to know you. And he kind of like admitted, and then he was trying to impress her. And he was like, this is my great. And he's like, well, come back to my place. I want to show you something. And he shows her that the real Mona Lisa.
Why didn't he just tell her he did it if he's so good?
No, because he is that good. He is good enough. He created a replica that it's still hanging in the Louvre to this day. They still haven't figured it out. But the talent of the painting is incidental. It's just a tool in his heisting toolbox. It's the heist. That's what gets him. It's the thrill. It's that old switcheroony that he loves, right? So
I hope that's the name of the movie they've inevitably come up with.
That's my horse's name. The old switcheroony. Old switcheroony. And anyway, so he made this mistake. He fell in love, but then he admitted this to this woman, and then this woman broke his heart. And she said, you know, she didn't. She's never going to say anything. Mm. But you know how women are. They're fickle. Yeah. That's why we don't keep them in R&D.
But I'm afraid you're being a dumb bitch.
Yeah. And he's still so terrified that he's not going to get away with this. I know. Ronaldo is... But he still loves her, and that's the terrible thing.
I was going to... Is he gay now?
No, he's not gay now. He still loves her.
Did he try gay stuff?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course he did. Yeah.
With the horse.
Obviously.
But what's funny is Ronaldo is actually, he was actually quite a tall man.
Oh.
Yeah. He had a very distinctive, he had very distinctive features. He was 6'5".
Wait.
And it was just.
How did he get this job as a jockey?
Hang on, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So.
He's taking.
God, how big is old switcheroo?
He's actually a tiny little
He's a mini pony.
It's a Shetland.
He's like, well, okay, I can't live in this fear that I'm going to be discovered at any moment. And then she knows how she knows me. She knows my distinctive height. She knows about that little mole on my backside.
That time I was with the horse. She knows it all.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a birthmark on his backside, it's shaped exactly like Big Bird. So very distinctive. So he went to Turkey and he got,
oh, how ironic.
Why? Because of Big Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
He's I'll blend in over here.
Ronaldo, the irony was not lost on Ronaldo. luckily he just was thinking on his very big feet, and he got leg shortening surgery that it's illegal elsewhere, but in Turkey they do it. And He also got a tattoo right over his birthmark to cover it so that that wouldn't.
Of Big Bird.
Of Big Bird. Yes, exactly.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It was really easy. Yeah. It made it real easy for the tattoo artist. But so he's now is he made himself just significantly shorter. So he dropped 2 feet. But now he had, so it's like, cause no one would suspect, I mean, 2 whole feet. She, right. Even if, you know, even if Veruca ever did decide to turn on him.
So he, now he's 4 or 5.
Now he's 4 or 5.
Is that jockey?
That is suitable. That's actually prime jockey height.
Okay.
And he's still pistol whip thin. Mm. So that's also,
I'd never heard that term.
Pistol whip thin.
Yeah.
Hmm. I feel like that's a thing. Well, Ronaldo says it all the time and I trust Ronaldo. That's why I trust him with my horse.
Wow.
Old switcheroo. And now, so he doesn't go by Ronaldo anymore. Obviously you would be foolish to change all that other stuff. He's and then no not fool. Change. Oh no, no. He's also pistol whip smart. Not just thin. He's smart.
Okay.
He goes just by, he goes by Jeff now, which is boring. And he doesn't get to really flex his swarthy Spanish ancestry.
No, he doesn't.
But
should have thought about that before he let a woman in.
I know. Women ruin everything. Veruca, if you're out there listening, just die already so he can go back to his...
You
his,
bitch.
He can go back to heisting, which is what he loves. Anyway. That's the story of my jockey who rides Old Switcheroo.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about you, Francis?
My horse is called Grape the Eric.
Oh, wow. It's so creative.
Yeah. And his middle name is Jude.
Does it come before or after the?
It's
Grape after. The Jude Eric or Grape. Okay.
Yeah. 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 People love it. He comes in dead first.
Wow.
Is his slogan.
Dead first? Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fast as a pistol.
Mm.
Just a whip. Oh, shit, I hope that's not here. Anyway, his backstory is one of unfortunate American racism.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're talking full-blown old antebellum colonization.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he started bad, really bad, and like super bad. But then he met a horse, a horse named Grape. And the horse saw him being bad and said, "You're very short. There's only one job you can do. And after the Civil War, there's only one horse left, and it's me."
Wait, so Grape's a talking horse? You buried the lead there.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but jockeys and horses, the connection is so deep.
I see. So Ronaldo's not a real jockey, which is why he can't talk to his.
Right, right.
Yeah. Old switcheroo. And they have a great rapport.
Yeah.
But there's no actual talking.
Yeah, yeah. So this conversation was happening. Mm-hmm. If you walked by, you wouldn't have heard it. It's a sacred bond.
Yep.
Anyhow, he's like, "I watched you being bad and I don't like it. And yes, I want to win, but I have morals. And my guy, who I haven't told you his name yet."
No, I was going to ask.
Yeah. It's Melon.
Melon?
Yeah. Melon was like, "Oh God, what have I done? Who have I been? You know why? It's because my father made me this way." And the horse was like, "You can't, that's not an excuse."
Yeah. It's
my father was bad. Now he's glue.
Yeah.
And Melon was like, "Wow, You're right. If I stop being bad today, and the horse was like, well, how are you going to stop being bad? And he said, I'll give everything away. He said, okay, do it right now. So we did, gave it all away to the people he was bad to.
Wow.
Yeah. So the horse knew. The horse was like, this guy's fucking serious. Also, the horse had never been in a race and was like kind of just talking big because he wanted to have like the moral, you know, over this guy. So when this guy was like, I'm ready to ride you.
He wanted to be on his high horse.
Oh, you.
Yes, Joe. Sorry about the delay.
Yeah.
Totally worth it though.
Worth the wait.
Cut that out.
No, or, don't.
Cut leave the, it. Cut no, the pause
keep
out.
It long. You're not getting knee shortening surgery for that. Anyway. So the horse was like, oh God, I got to quit smoking now.
The horse was a smoker.
Oh yeah, the war had just happened. Everyone smoked.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
but cigarettes were safer back then.
It was way safer. There was no cancer.
Yeah, it was just It was basically just tobacco. Tobacco-y.
Yeah, it was healthy even.
Yeah,
but it's still, you know, hard to run.
Yeah.
So he quit that as soon as he saw what Milon did. Mm-hmm. This horse was like, this guy's an inspiration to me. He quits that day. There was a Rocky montage, which they didn't even know what that was yet.
Yeah.
But it happened.
That was actually the very first one. First montage ever.
Yeah. It was called Eye of the Horse. And
it was called Horse of the Tiger.
So Milon gets on. Of course, there's no other horses I've established at this point.
Yeah.
So they're running and running and running, winning by default, which boosts Milon's like.
Yeah.
And anyway, the horse is like, hey, I have an idea. Why don't I swim us over to Europe where they still have horses and we could see what's up. Now, if you've been watching them race, they weren't very fast. They didn't know this because there was no other horses and jockeys.
Yeah.
But when Grape the Dude Eric paddled all the way to Europe, he got buff.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That will do it.
Cross Atlantic swim.
Yes.
That's a rough one.
Yeah. When he got out of the water, he looked like he was on roids, which they didn't know about yet.
Yeah.
Entered the first horse contest they could find, won by a mile. And
horse contests are what they call them too.
Back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things have changed.
Yeah.
Things have changed. We used to be a proper country.
Yeah.
With giving back things.
Yeah.
Mind you, this is all happening in Europe, but.
Yeah. Well, when they get drunk after the races, they talk about America.
Yeah.
Anyway, they never lost a race.
Wow.
Yeah. Until Grape the Jude Eric started smoking again, but now tobacco was bad.
Oh no.
Yeah. So he got emphysema, started losing, and Milon and him parted ways.
Wow. That's a dramatic story. I like how it had a very like philosophical bent to it, but it was both. Milon was inspired by the horse.
He was.
And then the horse got to be
philosophical
or Milon got to be philosophical with the horse and inspire him.
It's really like a La La Land kind of story. A Milon-o land.
Yeah. That's fun to say. Or it's fun to hear you say. Yeah, now you guys all know. I'm surprised you didn't know before.
Well, it's one of those things that's got to be, it's a story that's handed down generation to generation. It's the oral tradition, though.
Preferably by a fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking, I'm like, how does fire share tradition? But
by a fire, yeah.
It's not like burning down your house and being like, and then!
Yeah.
But I get it now.
In 2020 or 21.
Yeah. Well, we both have some rich history with our horses and our jockeys.
Yeah.
I think that wraps up the big question.
The big question.
And thank you to the question asker.
Yes.
Me.
Yes, just signed me. Well, one final bit of business. Secret word time.
Yeah.
You were throwing me.
Throwing you some bones.
You were throwing me some looks Like, yeah. you feel like you got it.
No, I don't know if that's the... No, it's not that. It's just, you know how you do these tricks? I know you throw me off, and I see you were doing it tonight, and I don't know. I'm going to make some guesses.
Okay.
Heisting.
Nope. But it was a lot of fun watching you look at me every single time I said that.
So you did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Heist.
No.
I'm not getting away on the technicality. I'd be pierced. Grape?
No. That was literally the horse's name, Eric the Grape.
Okay. The Louvre?
The Louvre? No. Louvre?
I thought you were trying to say a leave, but with an ooh sound.
I thought you were saying aloof, and I was like, I don't even remember saying that. No, it's not Louvre.
Regimen?
Nope.
Massage?
No.
God. Do I guess the word you said five times? That you wanted me to hear five times.
I don't know. I don't know what word that is.
Because why would you have done such a thing? Is my question. The first time you said it, fuck it. Is it philosophical?
That's my decoy word. Oh, good. I'm so glad I repeated it because I didn't think you clocked it the first time.
No, the first time I thought you saw that I thought it was weird. And so I thought you were trying to lay down some cover for it.
No.
Well, do you want to keep guessing?
Yeah, keep guessing.
No, that was the last one I had.
Oh, no, that was your final guess?
Mm.
All right, yeah, philosophical was my decoy. My real word was dicking.
Which you also said multiple times.
Yeah.
Did I say it?
You said dicked, I think. So I think you're good.
I feel like I started that.
I said enough dicking around with all this movie talk.
I don't think you ever said dicking. I think you just said dick or...
Oh, good.
Dicks.
I think you said... Yes.
So you're safe.
Okay, but there's still a chance that I could guess your decoy. So let me get to my guesses. Is your word... Pulitzer?
No.
Is it cumulative?
No. I feel like we guessed that one a lot.
It's not pillow, is it?
No, I wish.
Oh, thank God. That would have ruined me.
Can it be pillow too?
Industry?
No.
Compulsion?
No.
Malice?
No.
Nuclear?
No.
Racism?
No.
My last guess, antebellum?
No. That was your last guess?
That's my last guess.
Oh, I thought for sure you had one more.
No,
I don't. Same.
Why?
Interesting.
Why would you be for sure?
It worked out for me.
For sure that I had one more.
Because I thought I saw your pen around the time I said it.
Oh, interesting.
Toward the end there.
Oh, no. I was probably writing down racism and antebellum.
Oh, yeah. Because it was around the same time.
Yeah. If only you had written the word that came like three words after that.
Well, and
she's out of guesses.
No, I'm done with my guesses. All right. So what were your words?
My word, which was reincarnated.
Wait.
I said the mattress was reincarnated from Shark Toes.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
And then my decoy word was colonization.
Oh,
so great.
Yeah.
Now I'm in the trench again.
It's just one extra point. Sorry.
It's okay.
I am still leading. I have a 5-point lead.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Well,
good for you.
Hey.
Good for you.
The fiberglass thing that gave me so many points. You said that word 4 times, which is how I got the lead. So that same thing had happened to you.
It could happen.
Like,
to me, yeah.
Just the being like having someone say the other words is like, that's such a, if you get it, that's a,
yeah.
So many easy points.
Yeah. That's a real dicking.
Yeah. It's a real dicking.
Well, hey, could be worse, could be better.
Yep. But one thing's for sure, we love you, listeners.
Oh, yes. You are Malone.
Malone. No dicking around with you.
Yeah. Or maybe extra dicking.
Yes, or extra. Whatever you want. Right.
Till next time. Bye.